Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. A freeze warning begins at 1 a.m. tomorrow morning and remains in effect until 9 a.m. tomorrow. Sunshine expected today with daytime highs approaching 58. Northeasterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Clear skies again tonight, lows level off around 25. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently 43.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. The state of Kansas announced yesterday afternoon they are planning to invest more than $30 million in various pedestrian and bicycle projects across the entire state as part of their community projects investments. KSNT News reports the announcement came from Kansas Governor Laura Kelly in a press release saying that more than $31.5 million are being awarded to more than 31 projects around the state, helping what they say is increasing safety for those on walkways or participating in bicycle activities. The plan is being funded through the Kansas Department of Transportation that's going through the Transportation Alternatives Program at the federal level. In other news, the Kansas Highway Patrol says that they are warning about scammers across the state of Kansas using publicly available crash data to target people who appear to be at fault. According to law enforcement, they say the scammers are posing as law enforcement and attempting to get money that are used in scare tactics about accidents that you may have been involved in, threatening victims with arrest unless they pay.
Okay, it's not quite New Year's, but at Midwest Kia, we are saying goodbye to our 2024 models and hello to truckloads of all new 2025 Kias that are already pouring in. That means this October, you can drive away in a 2024 Kia Forte for $199 per month. Or take thousands off the country's hottest SUV lineup, including 2024 Kia Sportage, Sorento, and Telluride. All with the industry-leading 10-year, 100,000-mile manufacturer's warranty that makes owning a new Kia the best value proposition on the road. Come down to Midwest Kia at Kellogg and Tider Road or visit MidwestKia.com and help us ring in the new model year, and you'll see why people are singing.
We want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
See dealer for details. Offers end October 31st, subject to credit approval. Excludes taxes and fees. Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty.
Electric company crews from Evergy say that they are returning back home from helping out with hurricane relief efforts from Helene after being over on the East Coast for more than a week. As according to KSN News, that they were assisting with the Kentucky Power and Appalachian Power and restoring the region's power grid, with the state of Virginia releasing a statement on the helpers from Evergy saying, quote, "We noticed several of your electric crews in Russell County, Virginia, in areas that were devastated by the hurricane. We want to thank Evergy for sending these crews to assist in restoring electricity to the area that has been without power for days. These sacrifices these crews have made in traveling to this mountainous area and being away from their loved ones is greatly appreciated. It has been hard work for them repairing the damage in this difficult terrain and the distance that they had to travel each day to reach the areas needing their services." One of the projects that was main focus was restoring a three-phase line system supplying power to cell and radio towers on a mountain within the area. Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier.
Save now on a set of new BF Goodrich tires at Mike's OK Tire in Marysville. Get up to a $60 reward card or virtual prepaid card after online submission on your qualifying purchase of four or more new BF Goodrich passenger, light truck, or UTV tires totaling $900 or more. Offer valid through October 18th through BF Goodrich and Mike's OK Tire in Marysville. See Mike's OK Tire for complete details. Remember, offer ends October 18th.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. A new business says they have an innovative solution to a problem in the state after they say that sheep producers end up sending thousands of pounds of wool to landfills every single year. As according to the Panhandle News Channel Nebraska, the owners of the new innovative business have officially launched the Kestrel Ridge Pellet Company, a garage-based company that says that they process wool into natural fertilizer after they say that sheep farmers around the state end up sending their low-grade wool to landfills that aren't able to be used. According to the U.S. Department of Agriculture, as of January 1st of this year, the state of Nebraska had more than 76,000 sheep and lamb across the state, with more than 245,000 pounds of wool being produced within the state as of 2023. The owners of the company say it may be a small solution to a big problem, taking in some of the low-grade wool that's not used for yarns or fabric and helping cleaning up some of the landfills across the state. Nebraska, Mid-America Network News.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners continue discussion as to possible sale of land acquired east of Marysville for a new jail at last week's meeting, and again made no decision. Any decision to sell the property would require unanimous approval. Blacktop and onyx ceiling projects were approved for 2025, including 4 miles of Cyclone Lane from U.S. 77 south of Waterville east to 8th Road, and ceiling sections of the Blacktop south of Blue Rapids and on the Herkimer Road. The combined project cost $665,000. A resolution was passed restricting commercial truck traffic on Cyclone Lane from U.S. 77 to 8th Road. Construction is to begin on a bridge in Oquito Township near the state line. Washington County Commissioners voted to give $1,400 to each of 7 cities requested of the county parks and recreation money. Those include Morroville, Lynn, Washington, Vining, Clifton, Greenleaf, and Hanover. Public Works has suspended mowing due to continued dry conditions that could spark and create a grass fire. Nemahal County Commissioners voted to approve the 2025 budget after recent changes to lower the total for a rate of 36.09 mils, which is below the revenue neutral rate of 36.168 mils. They heard that results have been returned from the housing study and will be forwarded to the Nemahal County Planning Commission for review. Extension and 4-H ambassadors were in attendance at last week's meeting and requested a proclamation for National 4-H Week, which was adopted. Voter registration closes Tuesday. Early voting begins Wednesday at county clerk's offices, and mail-in ballots may be requested. Hanover and Frankfort won homecoming football games Friday, with Anna Juniman and Cameron Juniman crowned Queen and King in Hanover, and Braylee Hebert and Sam Backman named Queen and King at Frankfort. The historic Union Pacific Depot in Marysville unveiled the National Register plaques, which were recently placed on the east and west sides of the building. Nearly 50 people were in attendance for the activities on Friday, as Mike Welch, volunteer with the Union Pacific Depot Preservation Society, recognized the event.
We want it to be a source where it attracts not only tourists, but also travelers who come by and see all of the other museums. We think it's the draw that'll get people to come move to Marysville. And of course, population growth is one of the key elements that we need to have in order to make sure that we continue to thrive and have the resources that we need to maintain, you know, our city.
Among guests recognized at the celebration, Matthew Godinez, Assistant Secretary of Quality Places for the Kansas Department of Commerce, will air his comments as our public affairs program this Saturday morning at 7:10 on KNDY, and Marysville Mayor Todd Fry extended congratulations.
The more we talked about it, the more we realized how important this building was, not just to Marysville's history, but to Kansas history, to the kind of importance of place where we are right now. So,
Roger O. Pullman, age 90, of Wymore, passed away Wednesday. Funeral service Wednesday, 10:30 at the Emanuel State Line Lutheran Church. Burial in the church cemetery. Visitation Tuesday from 10 until 8. Family will greet friends Tuesday from 6 until 7:30 at the Laughlin Home at Funeral Home in Wymore, in charge of arrangements for Roger Pullman. James N. Aldridge, age 76, of Washington, passed away Friday. Funeral service Monday, 10 a.m., at St. Augustine Catholic Church in Washington. Burial in the Washington City Cemetery. Visitation Sunday, 4 until 8. Family will receive friends Sunday from 5 until 7 at the Ward Funeral Home in Washington, in charge of arrangements for James Aldridge. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, lemon pepper fish with wild rice, Normandy blend, and plums. Tomorrow, ribs, seasoned mashed potatoes, peas with sauerkraut, and Watergate salad. KNDY News time is 7:13.
United Bank and Trust has been fulfilling the banking needs of families and businesses in Northeast Kansas for decades. United Bank and Trust is always advancing, and now they'd like to offer a free mobile deposit feature within the mobile banking app. Endorse, click, and submit your check image for deposit. It's a mobile-fast world out there, and so is United Bank and Trust, the bank of your future. Visit our website at ubankonline.com or your local branch for more information. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey, this is Morgan Reed. Medicare open enrollment is October 15th through December 7th. As an independent agent, I have access to multiple companies available throughout Kansas and Nebraska, helping community members that are on Medicare or will be soon. You can reach me at 785-727-4655 or find me at 815 Broadway in Marysville. Find your coverage your way with Reed Insurance.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Mostly sunny today with our highs in the mid to upper 50s. Northeast winds between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 30. Mostly clear and cooler overnight with our lows in the lower to upper 20s. Mostly sunny throughout Wednesday with our highs in the mid 60s and lower 70s. South winds between 5 and 15 and gusting as high as 20. Then clear skies into Wednesday night with our lows in the mid 40s and lower 50s. South winds between 5 and 10 and gusting as high as 30. More sunshine as we head into Thursday with our highs in the mid to upper 70s, south winds between 10 and 20 and gusting as high as 35, then mostly clear skies throughout Thursday night with our lows in lower to mid 50s, south winds around 15 and gusting as high as 35. Still breezy as we head into Friday, mostly sunny with our highs in the mid to upper 70s, south winds between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 35, then a slight chance for some rain showers in a Friday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the upper 40s and lower 50s. South winds still between 5 and 15 and gusting as high as 30. And more rain on Saturday. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature mid-October 70, record high on this date 92. The average low 46 and the record low 24. Sunrise this morning 7:37. Sunset this evening at 6:48. It's 43 degrees ahead of sunrise. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Tuesday, the 15th of October. KNDY News Time, 7:15. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Ring in the holiday season with Reflections Keepsake Ornament Debut from now until October 20th. This is your first chance to get your hands on over 150 newly released Hallmark Keepsake Ornaments. Start checking gifts off your list with Reflections in downtown Marysville Keepsake Ornament Debut from now until October 20th. Open Monday through Saturday, Reflections in Marysville as always.
So much more than your favorite Hallmark store.
Changes made, similar results. Good morning, I'm Jay Reynolds. Over the course of the past week, the Jets changed their head coach, demoted their offensive coordinator, and then on Monday Night Football, it's Buffalo that comes away with the win over the Jets. Bills hang on for a 23-20 win. Aaron Rodgers does throw yet another Hail Mary, fourth Hail Mary touchdown of his career. Each team with 11 penalties, total of 204 combined penalty yards. As for Rodgers...
Yeah, it seemed a little ridiculous. Yeah, some of them seemed really bad, including the roughing the passer on me. That's not roughing the passer.
Bills go to 4-2 with the win. They're the only team over 500 in the division. The Lions saw Aiden Hutchinson break his tibia and fibula Sunday. They say it's a 4 to 6 month recovery, but Coach Dan Campbell says he's not betting against him, so he's refusing to call it a season-ending injury. Sixers see Paul George leave with a hyperextended left knee last night in the preseason game with Atlanta. He was playing his second preseason game after signing a 4-year max contract this offseason. Clippers ruling out Kawhi Leonard for the rest of the preseason. Still a question mark for the season opener. Baseball, the two New York teams winning yesterday. Yankees take the opener of the ALCS. It's a 5-2 win over the Guardians. New York manager Aaron Boone.
Thought we took a lot of good at-bats. Didn't necessarily have that big hit again to make it a huge offensive night for us. But I thought a lot of heavy at-bats again that kind of set us up and put Carlos in a good position.
Carlos Rodon gets the win, 6 innings. Gave up 3 hits, struck out 9. Game 2 today. It's on ESPN Radio beginning at 7 o'clock Eastern. NLCS tied 1-1 after the first two in L.A. Mets bouncing back with a Game 2 win, 7-3 over the Dodgers. Dodgers' top 5 hitters in the lineup, 0-19 combined. Shohei Ohtani 0-3. We assumed it was the case. Yes, it was. Oregon coach Dan Lanning says yes, the 12-man on the field penalty was intentional.
A Gain Sent Bead story. Jim was at the laundromat when he heard, his ear said, "Maraca, senor," but his nose said, "Hey, freshest scent ever." Following his nose, Jim found a man pouring a bottle of Gain Scent Beads into the washer. The scent, the freshness. Jim blurted, "Sir, your scent Maraca smell amazing." Actually, Jim, most noses call them Gain Scent Beads. Try Gain Scent Beads, way fresher than detergent alone.
Hi, I'm Kamiko, the founder of Miko's Hot Chicken. When we started our family restaurant, we were also raising a family. But let me tell you, it wasn't easy. Our Chase Inc. car was there to reward us on all of our business needs. Now we have a thriving location, and we're hungry for more.
With the Chase Inc. Business Unlimited card, you can earn unlimited 1.5% cash back on every purchase, so your business can go from here to possible. Chase for business. Make more with yours. Real business owners compensated for their participation. Cards issued by JP Morgan Chase Bank and member FDIC. Subject to credit approval. Terms apply.
Up to date with high school football, tune for the Coach's Corner following evening sports at around 5:20. Max Blasky will visit with Southern and Diller Odell on Mondays, Centralia and Axtell Tuesdays, Lynn and Hanover Wednesdays, Frankfort and Valley Heights Thursdays, and Washington County and Marysville Fridays. Plus, they're available as a podcast on our website, KNDYRadio.com, and our social media. Scores and updates, game nights, too. Listen for the Farm Bureau Insurance Scoreboard Show on KNDY.
From ABC News Wall Street Now, the Bulls got the week off to a roaring start, sending the Dow Jones Industrial Average and the Standard & Poor's 500 to new record highs. The Dow added more than 200 points to finish above the 43,000 mark for the first time. Infotech stocks drove up the S&P by nearly 1.5%. The Nasdaq Composite rose 9/10 to approach a new record of its own. With pink slips about to go out to thousands of Boeing employees, the acting Secretary of Labor spent Monday talking with the company and the union that represents 33,000 striking machinists. Boeing has announced plans to trim its worldwide workforce by 10%. The nation's largest milk-producing state is suddenly dealing with an outbreak of avian flu in its dairy herds, a doubling in the span of a week. California and federal health officials say H5N1 poses little threat to humans, that it's safe to drink milk that has been pasteurized. What it all means for the nation's milk supply and dairy prices isn't clear. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
The Nordis Motor Company in Marysville has reduced the price on a like-new 23 Buick Envision Essence. They have lots of pickups in on trade, including a 22 Ford F-150, 2019 Ram 1500 and a Ram 2500, and a 2016 Silverado 1500. This one's a new truck trade at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Jacob Clout. October is National Cooperative Month, so Brian Brigaman, director of K-State's Arthur Capper Cooperative Center, explains how the month provides cooperative members the opportunity to reflect on their time within these organizations. He shares how people can become involved in cooperatives.
From a agricultural standpoint, to be involved with it, certainly need to be a bona fide agricultural producer to join. But even it's beyond that. I think there are ways that to, whether it's employment, I know there are farmer co-op, and I talk to CEOs and general managers. There's always looking for, so jobs are posted, looking for that next round of talent to come in and work at a co-op. But also, too, even beyond that, to think about the co-op retirement program. Some of those benefits, largely if you work within a co-op, you're into that retirement program. And when you retire, think of it like a pension.
Brigaman discusses the financial state of cooperatives in Kansas.
From a financial standpoint, when we look at, the 2023 crop year, so looking at last year, certainly was difficult for farmers, right, in the state of Kansas. You know, there were some pockets where things did pretty well. And I always, when I teach in my co-ops class, you know, I really try to emphasize to students that farmer cooperatives kind of go with their farmer owners, right? We tend to see that close tie because these cooperatives are owned by farmers. So it's not surprising when I look at the 2023 data for farmer co-ops in Kansas that it was a tough year. On average, from a profitability standpoint, looking at having to utilize additional amounts of debt in order to kind of get through this time. So yeah, on average, certainly was a challenge, but there are, you know, certain co-ops across the state that did have good years, you know, and a lot of it just kind of ties back to that volume of production, you know, and where they kind of operate.
He lists a tax break given to cooperatives that helps farmers lower their taxable income.
I think with this, you know, challenging year that farmer cooperatives on average coming off of, and then, you know, looking into some questions and uncertainty about this year, one of the things that farmer cooperatives have available to them is a tax benefit that they can utilize themselves and also to the benefit of their farmer owners. And what that is Section 199A.
That was Director of K-State's Arthur Capper Cooperative Center, Brian Brigeman, announcing that October is National Cooperative Month. I'm Jacob Clout. This has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
The Manhattan Commission Company will be holding a special stockyard sale Wednesday, October 16th, starting 11 a.m. This sale will feature over 500 cows, of which 85 will be fancy black, black, white face, red Angus, and Charlie Cross first calf heifers with late August through September calves. There will be over 225 fancy reputation Angus, black, white face, and red Angus cows, 3 to 6 years old. They'll have 30 to 90 day old calves by side. This will be an outstanding offering of fall calving cow calf pairs, of which most will all be worked. Bred cows include 40 black, black, white face, heavy bred cows, 3 to 5 years old, plus 75 choice black, black, white face cows and 20 red Angus and Charlotte Cross cows, 3 to 5 years old. They're all bred to Angus or black semi-Angus bulls for February, March calves. Breeding bulls offered include black and red Angus, Hereford, and Saliers. For more information on this special cow sale to be held Wednesday, October 16th at the Manhattan Commission Company, please call 800-834-1029 or check our website at mcclivestock.com.
What's the most bacteria-infested item you handle each day? The answer might surprise you. An in-depth look today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
Have you ever tried to buy gold and silver and felt like you were talking to a used car salesman? That's because the precious metals industry is like the Wild West. Salesmen can say pretty much anything or make any promise they want without repercussion. But Genesis Gold Group is different. They're a faith-driven Christian precious metals company and believe in educating their customers, not pressuring them for a quick sale. Genesis Gold Group focuses on customer service, not sleazy marketing. Genesis Gold Group is named after the first book of the Bible for a reason. Proper stewardship of wealth is their specialty. Find out why they've earned a 5 out of 5 rating through the Better Business Bureau and how they can help you secure your wealth or retirement through physical precious metals. Call right now to learn more.
800-603-5815. 800-603-5815. 800-603-5815. That's 800-603-5815.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, October 15th. It is the 289th day of the year, and Chef Emeril has a birthday. We've been more focused than ever in recent years on cleaning, disinfecting, sterilizing, and more. But one of the most germ-infested items we encounter gets little attention, paper money. Study after study finds that our currency harbors countless varieties of germs, viruses, bacteria, even traces of drug and human feces. It's hard to tell how much disease is transferred through the handling of bills, but experts are saying it's time to raise awareness. Make sure your hand-washing routine takes into account the handling of cash. Using more plastic, by the way, won't help much. Credit and debit cards were found to be almost as dirty. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
C&K Services salutes the local 4-H clubs and their leaders for the principles they uphold and teach to the children of our communities. 4-H offers so much to the kids of today, like working knowledge and social skills that will ensure they have the keys to live successful lives. Thank you. From CNK Services in Sabetha.
Every great sandwich should start with a great bread, which is why Mrs. Baird's puts as much care and pride into baking wholesome and delicious breads as you put into every sandwich. From toasted whole grains to natural honey and molasses, Mrs. Baird's breads are made from only the best stuff to fuel you and your family. So whether it's PB&J on whole grain white or turkey and Swiss on honey 7-grain, Mrs. Baird's has a delicious, nutritious bread to build it on. Mrs. Baird's, baking breads that taste great since 1908.
It's 7:30 from KNDY. 41 degrees this hour with a north breeze. Highs around 60 on tap today with these cooler temps. We have a hard freeze warning overnight into Wednesday morning.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. The Kansas State Wildcats are coming down from their big victory over the Colorado Buffs on Saturday with a 31-28 victory. But it wasn't just about the win. It was also about how they did it, actually holding the Buffs to negative rushing yards throughout the game. As head coach for the Wildcats said, he was proud of the defense being able to hold the Buffs when it came to the rushing side.
Phenomenal quarterback, the best quarterback that I've seen and played against. And they had every chance. Our defensive line, in my opinion, was the difference in us getting a three-point win. Our defensive line played a phenomenal football game, and then two really good teams battled it, and just really excited for the guys to come out with a big road win.
Kansas State ended up putting up a total of 185 rushing yards themselves throughout the game, putting themselves at 5-1 now for the regular season. Their next game this coming up weekend on the road against the West Virginia Mountaineers. Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier.
Fox Sports. Fox Kansas is Wichita's home for exciting live sports action. Get your weekend started with Fox College Football Friday as Oregon and Purdue go head-to-head in a Big Ten battle at 7. Saturday, it's a full day of college football with Nebraska and Indiana at 11, Colorado and Arizona at 3, and more Big 12 action at 6:30. On Sunday, Week 7 of the NFL puts the Lions against the Vikings at noon, and the Chiefs fight to stay undefeated as they battle the 49ers at 3:25. Fox Sports. Fox Kansas. Channel 24. Cox Cable Channel 4.
It's no trick. An all treat with rewards this October at Seven Clans First Council Casino and Resort. Swipe your Seven Clans Players Club card at the kiosk and win instantly. Swipe and qualify to win $10,000 given away on October 29th. And one guest will win a $10,000 vacation package each and every Friday during the month of October. There's just more concerts, more giveaways, more games, and more fun this October. Seven Clans First Council Casino and Resort. Highway 77 in Newkirk, where the winners play.
Big news for the Kansas Jayhawks basketball team as college basketball gets underway in roughly a month from now as the reigning Summit League Player of the Year, Zeke Mayo, has officially announced that he has returned to the Jayhawks and ready to play for this season after getting that call from head coach Bill Self.
Feels good, honestly, just to be here, be close to family, friends, but also, you know, to have the opportunity to play for such a prestigious program and head coach, obviously. I was back at school, my previous school, when he called, so he's my first phone call, which was honestly so surreal.
That's cool.
But, you know, once I got home, I kind of took my visit, and he pulled me up into his office, and we had a long conversation, just the business side of things and the reality side of things. And then later, before I left, I told him I wanted to come play for the University of Kansas.
That audio from KSNT News, where he says he is going into the first week of the regular season with some nerves, but says that he was happy to have impressed the head coach and bring him on.
Fall sports playoff time is on its way in the Twin Valley League, with league tournaments for both the cross-country runners and the volleyball players coming up this week, along with the final week of TVL regular season football. Hey, it's Jeff Wirtz, host of the TVL Spotlight. Come over to TVLSpotlight.com, as I will have daily updates on all of the Twin Valley League sports. That's TVLSpotlight.com, a service of KNDY Radio.
KNDY.